There were two bobcats at the Irvine Park Zoo until one of them wandered into a nearby cougar cage after the zookeeper forgot to lock a door between the cages. One of the cougars killed the 8-year-old bobcat. Now, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, has asked the city to permanently close the zoo's bobcat exhibit and move the remaining bobcat to a sanctuary. Lisa Watney is the group's captive exotic animal specialist. She says the animal died because it was kept in captivity.
In the wild, animals are not subjected to human error, and an encounter between two wild animals in the wild would allow one to escape from another, and that is what was not available to the bobcat in this situation.
Bill Faraday is the Chippewa Falls Director of Parks, Recreation, and Forestry. He admits the bobcat's death was a human error, but says death occurs in the wild, too.
Well, the bobcat will stay where it's at, because if we felt it was a situation where we couldn't take care of them, we would have got rid of them before. But we're trying to be, say, proactive. We're building a new facility. And even if a PETA organization feels strongly about this, they should come up with a fundraiser for us to help us.
Faraday says the $600,000 exhibit under construction for cougars and bobcats is still $350,000 short. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.